Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I am the founder of Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence and Motivation for You. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Ms. Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I'd like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Inspiring Woman, Miranda Helmick. Today, Miranda will be discussing cyberbullying and how to protect yourself. Hi, Miranda. I'm excited about talking about this topic again since we're getting on part two of about bullying. It's going to be really interesting to discuss cyberbullying today.
Hi, Roberta. I'm very excited to talk about it, too. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks, Miranda. And so to talk about from bullying to cyberbullying, where would you like to start? If you could kind of transition from just bullying to now us going to the internet and talking about bullying.
Well, first I wanted to start off and make sure we were all on the same page of what exactly cyberbullying is. And I looked up the definition, and by definition, cyberbullying is willful and repeated harm inflicted through the use of computers, cell phones, and other electronic devices. And I just wanted to emphasize on a few words here, and that is willful and repeated. Willful meaning the act was intentional. And I think this is really important to know. You know, many people say things that can be interpreted many different ways. You always want to be sure you're on the same page as that person, because what was said might have not been intended for how it was interpreted. Repeated, meaning occurring over and over again. And this is important because we all have those days where, you know, we say or do something that we later think maybe that wasn't a good idea or maybe that wasn't very nice. And because of a bully's repetitive behavior, situations like this can be emotionally and physically damaging to a person. The person now has a relationship with the bully because things have been occurring so many times. I think we always need to keep in mind willful and repeated in any type of bullying situation. I also think it's important to realize that even though the main focus of bullying is in adolescence, it also happens in adults, especially cyberbullying. You know, some advice for adults, cyberbullying.us has great tips for adults and adolescents. They say it's important to keep all evidence of the bullying. This may include messages, posts, or comments. Also document who is making the comment. The second thing they say to do is to contact the service or content provider through who the bullying is occurring. You know, if it's happening on Facebook, contact them. If it's happening through text messages or calling, contact your cell phone provider for additional help. Also, you really want to be careful not to retaliate. You know, do not respond to the cyberbullying except to calmly ask them to stop. You know, by responding, this kind of gives the bully a little bit of fuel to keep firing back at you. And if the situation gets to a point where you feel threatened or unsafe, you may want to contact law enforcement. Now, Roberta, I know that you have gone through bullying as an adult and as a child. What advice do you think you'd give to adults out there who are also going through it?
Well, let's see. Wow, Miranda, that's a powerful question. Let's see. When you ask that question, are you asking more on a cyberbullying type aspect, or are you meaning like how, like, whenever I was in college and I was being picked on, or like, I just wanted to clarify your question so I can answer it.
Cyberbullying.
Well, I know for me, what I have done in the past is I have tried to like send an instant message to the person asking them if they would please stop doing what they're doing. And also, too, you know, sometimes people get angry because maybe you've done an offense to them. Like, you know, you made them mad, or and you have no clue, you even realize that you've upset them. I think we've all gone through that. We thought we were as nice to be to someone and find out we've offended them. And I was going to say what I've done is I've tried, you know, saying something polite. I've asked them to forgive me if I, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking for forgiveness because all it is making yourself free. I've always tried to be the bigger person and apologize and ask the person to forgive me if I offended them. I've always been that route. And then if it starts to get, you know, worse, I have blocked people. And then the other thing is, too, you kind of watch, because like on Facebook, you know, people change their name or come on at least try to pretend like there's someone else or something. That's happened too. I've had that happen. And you have to be very aware of what's going on, because if you're not, you can catch yourself. You know what I mean? Like, just people trying to, I've had that happen. That was really interesting. And I've always tried to be the bigger person and apologize. If that doesn't work, I block them. And like Facebook related, a lot of your regular friends that know you and talk to you all the time, they can tell if it's not you. Like, say, for instance, somebody posts something, because you know how now there's hackers that get into your account and can post things on your wall, and they can be you, and really it's not you. And a lot of your friends that are very aware of you can tell if it's really, if you're really like that or not doing that type of thing. And sometimes they'll come and, you know, stick up for you, but I have reported to Facebook. I've done that for sure. If you're having problems where people are emailing you or saying things, same thing. Go to the provider and see if they can help you. I've also done that too, Miranda, but I've always started with trying to find out what the wrong was and trying to apologize and fix it first, because maybe you did offend someone and you never realized you did. I always start with that first. Always do.
That's why I kind of said you always want to make sure you're on the same page as that person, because they could be thinking of something totally different than what you're thinking of, and it's just causing, you know, unintentional conflict.
And I was going to say, go ahead, Miranda, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say I think, you know, with the internet, it's great that we have that technology to be able to block people. You know, you can call your cell phone provider and they can block a number for you, or you can go on Facebook and you can report a person, or you can block them from your profile. And that's another way to, you know, really get them off your back and protect yourself more.
Yes, Miranda, I was going to say, too, that in my social deviance class, there was a young lady, because we all had to do topics and on social deviance. And one young lady did her topic on cyberbullying, and she did her topic on Facebook. And she was talking about all these different ways that, you know, people could bully you, bother you, stalk you, get, you know, your private information, all this different stuff. And you know, it was so eye-opening that ever since I heard her, you know, presentation on that, you know, she was talking about, you know, remove your last name, don't use your last name, just use first and middle, or use, like, a nickname, don't use that, make sure that people can't pull your photos to tag them into other things, protect your tags, She was talking about, unless you absolutely 100% know the person, do not have those people on your Facebook anymore. Have a separate page made for people. Like, say, for instance, like for the Integrity Beauty, how we have that private page, that page there, or for your own page, you know, just have people you really know well that are on there. So I've been going through the process of removing a lot of people off of my Facebook. If I don't know them personally and I haven't known them for a good while and know them pretty well, I've been removing them and having them, if they want to, follow me on my, you know, other page. Because when she explained how much information a person can get from you and find where you are, and, I mean, like, that's a perfect thing, you know. On Facebook, say, for instance, this person is a friend of yours, but maybe it's a bully. All you have to do is say, for instance, you're out to dinner with your mother and, you know, you and your mom are somewhere and you take a picture of you and your mom and you tag where you're at. Well, they know real-time live right now you are there and they could come in, follow you home. They know where you're at, watch you, and you have no clue that they're due. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is like you have to protect yourself and be very careful who you have on your Facebook. I don't have Instagram, but I don't know how that works. But anything like that, you just want to be very careful. So I would advise people what I've been doing since I took my social deviance class. I am removing a lot of people that, not because I don't want to be friends with them or talk to them. It's just unless I personally know you, I'm removing you from my personal Facebook page. And so that would help protect you there a little bit, Miranda, if they did that.
I think that's a great idea, to, like, change your name to a nickname. Your close friend, you know, should know that nickname. And by adding them, they'll already know who you are. And, you know, other people can't search for you under that nickname who aren't close to you. I think that's a great idea, even for children. You know, there's a lot of, you know, people really don't want their children on social media because of stalkers and, like, older people, you know, hunting them down, knowing where they are. But that, I think that's an awesome idea, to use a nickname so no one really knows who you are except for the people who are closest to you.
And the other thing, too, Summit, stopbullying.gov. So that's a good website resource for people to go to. But I was just looking at this for, you know, what you were discussing, and it said, too, you have to also remember the considerations for specific groups or individuals, LGBT youth, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youth with disabilities or other health needs, race, ethnicity, or national origin. Some people have issues with that. Religion or faith. There's, like, some people just want to just really pick on you just because of, you know, your beliefs or your norms or your culture. And do you have any suggestions on that, Miranda? If there's somebody that maybe, like, a youth that maybe is, you know, battling with some form of, you know, disability, or maybe they're questioning, you know, their sexuality or anything like that. Do you have any suggestions? Or maybe even someone that likes to pray in school, or maybe they're not a believer and people pick on them because they see things differently. Do you have a suggestion for them? What would be good to help them?
You know, you just, it's always important to find someone to talk to. You know, you need to get things off your chest and stay true to yourself. You know, me and my mom were actually talking the other day, and, you know, she's had instances where people didn't always treat her nice, but it seemed to come around. You know, the more that she was nice to people, people changed. Even though it took years for them to change, they changed. You know, just stay true to yourself. Everything will come around. Do whatever you can do to find peace, and just find that person to talk to, because that person could give you very good advice that no one else would be able to give you, and that person knows you. You could find someone in your school,
in your community, a teacher, your parent, or just a friend. You know, talking to someone is really helpful because carrying around all that baggage by yourself is hard, and it's okay to reach out for help.
And I agree with you, Miranda. I wanted to say also, too, on the stopbullying.gov website, if you go to the policy and laws section, it has the whole United States on there, and then it has different colors, like blue is for both law and policy. The majority of the United States is covered with both law and policy on state anti-bullying laws and policies, and then some of the states are laws only. And there's only one state that is policy only. So, too, you know, if you're looking to do a project for school, you could also, too, if you don't have both law and policy for your state, you could look into doing that as a school project for your school to see if possibly you could turn in your information to, you know, your senator or your congressman to have them try to help you to get these laws to pass for bullying, anti-bullying laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, can we switch over to some advice for teens, too?
Sure.
Okay, because I have some advice for them. Because, you know, bullying affects everyone. You know, it can affect a 3-year-old on a playground, and it can affect the 90-year-old in the nursing home.
Absolutely.
It affects everyone. And so in regards to how to respond to a bully, a cyber bully for teens, you know, just like I said, talk about it. Whoever you may need to talk to, they can help you, and they can give you some advice that someone else may not be able to give you. A very important one is ignoring the cyberbully. Never respond. You know, especially with cyberbullying, they are looking for a response. It's not, you know, they can't see how you're feeling. They can't see your facial reaction or anything like that. So if you do not respond, most likely they'll just move on. Another thing that cyberbullying.us said is laugh. You know, even if the situation makes you upset, laughing can make you feel better and bring you into a whole new perspective. You know, it changes your whole mood about things, changes the way you look at everything. Laughing is contagious. You know, just laugh at it. Again, just like adults, save evidence. Block access to cyberbullies. And just like I said, that's a great thing about cyberbullying. You know, there's always a way to block them or to report them, whether it be on your phone or through social media. It's hard to hold a bully accountable for their actions. You know, in our country, people value free speech so highly that many people genuinely believe that they can say whatever they want to whoever they want. And you know, I think we all need to realize that that's not so much true. Even though you can say it, maybe you shouldn't. We have states that have harassment laws, and maybe depending on what state you live in, you could look that up. And I wanted to say to adults, be a good role model. You know, by doing this, maybe we can actually defeat bullying in adolescents. Kids see you say mean things to people, to their face or behind their back. When you're driving and a car pulls out in front of you and you spew a few words, they notice that. And they learn that behavior is acceptable. So let's teach them a respectful way to treat others. And maybe this can be the first step in defeating bullying and cyberbullying. What do you think, Roberta?
I think that's fantastic. I really do. And the other thing is, too, that I wanted to say, too, about the teens, be very careful about photos that you post on Facebook or anything. I know it sounds great and wonderful, and I'm sure, you know, you're beautiful and, you know, everything, but be very careful, like posting pictures of you in a bikini or, I'm not talking about, like, when you're swimming at the beach, something like that. I'm talking about, you know, like, telling your friend, hey, take a picture of me, you know, look how cute I look or something like that, because people can take it so out of context, you know. And the other thing is to do not send any nude photos to someone or anything like that, because, you know, you think, oh, they deleted it or whatever. You have no clue. Like, just please don't do that. Please.
Yeah,
what
especially
do you think?
I know that happens a lot with, are you familiar with what Snapchat is?
Yeah, my son had it.
Well, for those of you who aren't, Snapchat is a way to send pictures to people, and after so many seconds, the picture is deleted, is what people think. But actually, there was an instance where it was just earlier this year where there were people who hacked Snapchat and got thousands and thousands of pictures. And Snapchat ended up, I think what happened is Snapchat ended up paying the people off so that people would not delete Snapchat. But even though you can't see the pictures anymore, does not mean that they still don't exist, because they do. Every picture that's deleted, it still exists. You can still pull it back up some. So I think that's a great thing to tell people to be aware of, Roberta.
Because the thing is, remember, maybe today, you know, you just want to live your life, you know, average, whatever. But if, say, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road from now, you all of a sudden have this major move in your life that you want to run for office or run for president or become a senator or something, I'm telling you, with everything that I am, they will find a way to pick up some dirt on you, to try to use it, to throw back on you, to try to get you to quit from running for office, or to try to tear you down. And so please be very mindful that what maybe you do today may not affect you today, but well in your future, it could come back. And especially now, like for me, I'm going to be 42, the internet's just new to me. The first time I got to talk to someone on Instant Messenger, I was so shocked how that worked through the computer. I couldn't believe it, you know. And for me, the first time I ever used an instant message was in 2000. That was the first time I ever used the internet. Everything was in 2000. I didn't even know it until my brother sent me a computer. And back in our day, you know, the joke is, boy, if, you know, the internet would have been around back whenever I was younger, gosh, you know, all the things that would have been posted about me. So they always joke around about how our generation, everything's hidden from, you know. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, this generation on, you guys, you know, everything's going to be so reported so fast. And the other thing is that, you know, I've been noticing, too, all these instant internet famous people that are, you know, maybe they're not famous movie stars, but there's famous internet celebrities just from, like, YouTube and things like that. And I'm sure they get picked on or talked down to, and they're just trying to, you know, share their talent or, you know, make something of themselves. I'm sure they get bullied too, you know. And
absolutely.
Miranda, we have 5 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and let you finish if there's any other things that you'd like to share. And let me know, too, if you'd like to have a part two on this topic so that we can make sure that we let everyone know about that.
Okay. I just wanted to go off what you were saying. You know, once you get up into those higher up positions where, you know, you're more, people know you more, like whether it is being a senator, whether you want to be a singer, an actress, you know, any type of thing that, you know, your face is known to the world, you're always going to have those people trying to bring you down. You know, you prepare yourself now for what you want to do or be in the future. It affects everything. And, you know, if you are struggling with cyberbullying, just know that you're not alone and that you have people to talk to. Talk to someone close, or you can even call a bullying hotline. Thank you so much for having me, Roberta, and I think it'd be great to have a part two.
You are welcome, Miranda. And could you please give that website address one more time?
It was cyberbullying.us.
Thank you, Miranda. And the website that I was looking at is stopbullying.gov. And we'd like to thank you for listening.